Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This goes out to all of those that are going through a particular struggle in their life right now. I want you to understand that this is a time that you must really dig deep within yourself and fight for what you truly need. Now, I'm not going to lie to you, ladies and gentlemen. The way life is for most people, it's very difficult. It's very challenging. But in the end, if you have just enough faith in yourself, you can overcome. Life is going to do exactly what it's supposed to do. And you just have to learn how to live through it. Not every situation is something that you're going to understand. Not every situation that you see and what you are embarking on is something that you're going to be able to endure at the time right now. But as you carry on, as you go through this thing we call life, you will start to understand that it's necessary for you to go through what you're dealing with right now. Some people just don't have the strength or the capacity or the mental fortitude to go through it. But what about you? Who are you? What can you do to better yourself? These struggles that we are facing, all of us, sooner or later, we're going to have to learn how to deal with it and not let it bury us. I know it can be challenging. Believe me. I've been through it. You're going through it. And many other people, millions of people, are going through certain situations that they just don't understand. But I want you to have faith in yourself. I want you to know that you have to make it. You will make it. But do you believe it? Do you trust in it? Do you understand it? See, we can't live our lives faking it to make it. You know, there are a lot of people in the world right now that feel that way. They feel that they have to put on a show for people to like them, to support them, to trust in them, to believe in them. And that's not always the best way to look at things. And here's why. Because you have people in this world right now that would do anything possible just to get people to like them or to love them. But I want you to focus on more than just that. I want you to focus on self-respect. Focus on respecting who you are inside. So these struggles that you're going through, these things that you are dealing with, not everybody has that strength that you may have inside yourself right now. You just have to understand that you have to stand on it. And don't put yourself in a box and think that you're less. Don't put yourself in a position to impress others. The best thing you can do right now is learn to adapt to the situations that you are dealing with right now in your life. Millions and millions of people are going through so many different challenges. And these times that we're living in today are so unpredictable. But here you are. We're still here. We're still fighting. We're still believing. And we must keep our heads up and not look it down on ourselves. Don't you ever give up on who you are. Don't you think that the struggles that you are going through are going to last forever. The time that you have opportunity for you to do great things. The time that you have in this world is an opportunity for you to grow through the struggle. Please, ladies and gentlemen, keep your head up, keep your faith. Don't let the unforeseen circumstances make you think less. And don't let the circumstances that you are dealing with right now hold you back. You have to be strong. If you have someone that loves you and believes in you, they're depending on you to be the best that you can be. You've got to be the last man or last woman standing. And that's what it's going to have to be. Because if no one else believes in you, it makes you believe in yourself. But I'm confident someone out there does believe in you. Someone out there does believe in you. I believe in you. Maybe you'll never meet me. Maybe you'll never see me. Maybe I'll never see you. But I want you to know that I know you're out there. And I know you have power. And I know you have strength. And I know you have a little bit of faith in yourself. But you must ignite that fire. Sometimes that fire can be diminished. Sometimes that fire can die out. But you can resurrect it again. You can bring it back out again. You can find the fortitude within you. You can find the confidence within you. Don't hesitate on your greatness. Don't hesitate on taking that you're less of yourself. Don't hesitate on that. Know that you matter. Know that someone out there is dependent on you. Don't you realize that you have some work to do? Don't you realize that you do matter? Don't you realize that you mean something? Just take a look in the mirror. Look at that person. See who you are. Look past the image. Know that there's something deep within you. And you have to continue to believe that. Life is tough. Life is a struggle. Life is a challenge. But you are here. And you have something that you must do. Do you give up? No. Do you stand on what you believe in? Yes. But don't believe in weakness. Don't believe in excuses. Don't believe in pity. Don't believe in misery. Believe in you. Trust in you. And know that you have to make it. I want you to know that you have all the power you need. Don't give up. Yes, it's a life. It's a tough and difficult life. But life is a blessing. Life is good. Even in the bad. Doesn't matter how much you are dealing with right now. I know it's easy said and done. You're going to hear people say that all the time. I'm dealing with more challenges than you are. But we all are dealing with our own unique challenges day in and day out. Question is, what are you going to do about your challenges? What are you going to do about your struggles? And how far are you going to go? I want you to keep your faith. I want you to be powerful throughout your life. I want you to be productive throughout your life. The mistakes are going to happen. The failures are going to come. But life is what it is. Life. Now all you got to do is live it. Live it to the best of your ability. Don't ever give up. Fight each and every day of your life. Please. Because there's too many people out there that just don't understand this. There's too many people out there that have given up. You have to continue to stand strong. You have to continue to know that there is something that must be done. And you have the power within yourself to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, on this day and for the rest of your life, keep pushing forward. No matter the circumstances, no matter the losses, there is a victory coming for you soon. But you got to keep that faith. So go through the struggles. Be productive. be powerful, and from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business.
There's a point in time in your life you got to realize this. And I've said this numerous of times to people. Hell doesn't own you. Hell did not create you. Hell does not have permission to break you down and keep you down. You got to rise above it. You got to realize that hell doesn't have a place in your life. But during the course of any challenge that you are facing right now in your life, hell will show up. But hell doesn't have to break you. Hell doesn't have to put you in a position where you don't feel you have nothing else left to give of yourself. You have got to recognize the possibilities within you. Nothing is going to be easy. Nothing is going to be handed to you. You got to go through it. You got to hurt so you can grow. You got to feel it. So if hell does show up, if the devil himself knocks on your door, don't answer it. Don't give it the satisfaction. Make a difference. Move forward. Do something unique in your life. Whatever challenges you are facing, let them come. Whatever obstacles that you face, let them come. How can you grow if everything is easy? How can you grow if everything is handed to you? How can you truly ultimately be a leader in your life if you're not willing to go over the top and get to where you need to be? This is the time right now, ladies and gentlemen. So if you gotta suffer, suffer the right way. If you gotta hurt, hurt a little bit. If you gotta cry, wipe those tears and keep moving. Are you ready for hell? Are you ready to experience a little pain? Are you ready to go through what exactly you signed up for? No one said it was going to be easy. You are going to experience some kind of pain. You are going to experience some kind of struggle. You're even going to fail at one time or another in your life. Every day is not going to be a successful day for you. When you get yourself in this position, you feel like hell. When you feel that you cannot carry on, you feel like hell. You feel like hell is your best friend because all you talk about, all you think about is how much hell you're going through. But do you have the strength and the tenacity and the grit to push through hell? You will remember this moment for the rest of your life. Now, here we are. Things are slowly starting to come back. Not saying it's going to happen overnight, but there seems to be a little of a light at the end of the tunnel. There seems to be an opportunity now. Now, what are we going to do? Are we going to take it for granted? Are we going to be more responsible? Are we going to be more caring? Or are we going to realize that life is beautiful? And now that you have this chance, with all of the circumstances that we have all faced, we're not starting over. We're going to start up. We're going to start up right now. We're going to start caring a little bit more. We're going to start understanding a little bit more. We're going to start loving a little bit more. Forget the hate. Forget all the anger. Forget the things that you can't control. It is time for you, me, and the rest of the world to come together. It's time to realize that life is good and you must stop taking it for granted. These things that has happened in our lives, it hit us very hard. It knocked the wind out of us. But we got the chance right now to stand up together and push through it together. Sure, it's going to be tough. And it's still going to be a lot of things that we have to endure and a lot of things that we have to overcome. But it's still a chance for us to be great. Great as a people. Great as a nation. great as a human race, what do? You can't blame anybody. We are all guilty of something. We are all responsible for the way it's happened in this world today. And we all must be held accountable. Now, what do? It's not a moment of worry. It's not a moment of what if. It's a moment of right now. Starting up. Doing something great. Making sure you understand when you are living in this world and you have life in that body, that means there's work to be done within you, within me, within any individual that is living in this world today. This is not a game anymore. This is a chance. This is a chance for all of us to live. It's a chance for all of us to fight. It's a chance for all of us to believe. It's a chance for all of us, wherever you may be in this world, to make a difference. Let's do it together. Let's keep up the fight. Pain is good. Pain makes you strong. Maybe sometimes you feel like you're in that dark place. But we all got to find a way to find the light within ourselves. Nothing can stop your purpose. Nothing can stop your greatness. If you give hell all the power, then hell will prevail over you. So remember, hell did not create you. Hell cannot break you unless you give it the power. Don't let hell tell you what to do. Don't let misery tell you what to do. Stand tall. Be strong. Feel your greatness. Live your greatness. Push forward. Understand that it's yours. Understand that you live. Understand that you're not dead. Understand it's time to fight. Understand that you have a purpose. Making it happen. Believing in yourself. So let hell do what it has to do. Let hell continue to do what it needs to do. But don't give hell all the power. Let hell fire you up. If you're feeling that fire, if it's burning, make sure that the fire that you're feeling inside of you is giving you the ammunition to push, to fight, to dig, to live, to breathe. Make sure you're doing exactly what is necessary. Because without that, you have nothing. Without possibilities, you have nothing. Without faith, you have nothing. What are you going to do? Get up. Fight for it. Believe in it. Find the purpose. Live the purpose. Live the dream. Conduct your business. And give it 110% of everything you got. How much effort have you applied within yourself? How much work have you put into your craft? Ladies and gentlemen, for you to grow, you got to take the necessary steps and carry on. There's no time for laziness. There's no time for excuses. There's no time for weakness. Power is what we must seek. Yes, I know sometimes you're gonna get tired. Sometimes you're not gonna wanna do it. Sometimes you're not gonna wanna get out of bed. But it doesn't matter, because you still need to go forward, and the work must be done. Effort. Now, what is effort? It is day in, day out work. We must continue down that path. We must understand that you got to do what you need to do to get where you need to be in your life. And without effort, there can never be true success. If you're at work, you got the work. If you're at the gym, you got the work. If you're with your family, you got to work. Not everybody understands that work ethic. You get people thinking that it's okay to be lazy. It's okay to make it easy. Easy doesn't count. It doesn't work. It can never get you further. It can never build you up. Never easy. Not easy. Just power. Just will. Just work. More effort. The process, it takes time. The process, you need it. The process, you're learning. The mistakes, the fallbacks, it's all a part of the plan. This is what it's about. There is no time to waste. You just got to continue to work. You're not gonna get strong making everything easy. You're never gonna understand what it means to be a champion looking for the easy way out. You're never gonna get that promotion if you're looking for an easy way in. You got to struggle a little bit. You got to fight a little bit. You got to get knocked down sometimes. And then you got to learn how to get up again. While learning from the mistakes, you learn enough not to make the same mistakes again and again. You got to go through something to get something. You got to keep your head up and look up beyond the stars, beyond the universe, and know that there's so much more to you. There is a connection to you. But weakness, excuses, fear, and doubt will never get you there. It will never get you what you want. And it most definitely will never get you what you need. Get your mind in the right place. Get your body in the right place. Get your soul in the right place. And attack. And just get the job done. Get away from this mindset of thinking that it's supposed to be easy. Get up and walk a little bit further. Get away from this mindset of thinking that it's supposed to be directly in your face. Give it more effort. There are a lot of people that are in the world today. They're always searching for a more convenient way to get success. But when those hard times come, you're not ready because you've been so busy making everything easy and convenient. Sometimes you're just not fit to get to that next level because you haven't applied yourself enough to earn that right to sit at that level in your life. Effort, not less effort, more effort, more purpose, application. Give it everything you have and just be the best of who you are. Turn off the noise. Stop doubting yourself. Stop thinking that you're less when you are so much more. If you're not giving more, then how can you expect more? If you are giving less, then that's all you're good for. And you don't deserve a reward. You don't deserve a reward to the things that are out there that are waiting for you. Good times come, and there's a time and a place for everything. But if you want success, you got to put forth effort. It's okay to struggle sometimes. It's okay to be human. It's okay to make mistakes sometimes. But you don't have to live for the rest of your life with mistakes. Easy is just easy. But work and effort will take you a little bit further and beyond. But you still got to work. Just grind. That is the significance of true effort. Now get to the business. Be productive. Stay strong. And from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.